Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. The State Oral Interpretation Festival competition begins Friday morning. The event brings together the top qualifying high school oral interp speakers in the state. Students compete to achieve a superior rating. That's the equivalent of a state championship in their contest event. Recently, SDPB caught up with Josie Holsworth. She's a junior at Parker High School. You can find a video of Josie that features the District 1B Oral Interp Contest online. But first, take a listen.
It is the singular gift that we cannot destroy in ourselves, the argument that refutes death, the genius that invents the future. All we know of God, it is the serum that makes us swear not to betray one another. And it is in this very poem, Trying to Speak. My category is poetry, and that is something that we work with our coach to decide what works best for us, and poetry has seemed to work good for me. And then after that, I try to pick a piece that I relate to or that I can put myself into. Be glad and your friends are many. Be sad and you'll lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, for alone you must drink life's gall. Make sure I know what the poet is feeling so that I can feel that as well when I go through and read it or present it.
Succeed and give and it helps you live, for no man can help you die.
On my way to wherever I'm going, I like to have a little bit of a jam out session and I listen to my headphones. And then when I get to the place that I'm going, sometimes my friends and I will just we talk and have continuous conversations to just try and get our voices warmed up and just talk about random stuff. Or singing really helps warm up my voice. And so sometimes we just sing Christmas carols, for instance, is what we were singing this morning.
The forest breathes. Listen. And it answers. I have made this place around you. And if you leave it, you may come back again, saying here. No two trees are the same to raven, and no two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you.
My mom really, really helps me because she is an English teacher for elementary. So she knows a lot about where my spacing should go in my sentences and different things like that, just to remind me to slow down, to not go so fast. And then my coach, obviously, because she's the one that taught me how to do oral interp and is the one that has helped me with my piece the entire time. When you're talking to someone in real life, you're not stiff as a board. You know, you're using your hands, you're using your face, eye contact, so that it's you're speaking to a real person and you're not just reading off a script. Your projection, focusing on making sure that everybody can hear you, you're not mumbling, you're enunciating your words, because if you're talking to someone, you're not going to be whispering. You know, you just got to make it seem like it's in a real setting.
Bombs and bullets, and you did not do it with a banner. You did it only with a hat to cover your heart.
And you did not fondle the. I love the oral interp community. You meet a lot of really, really cool people. And I've made a lot of really close friends through oral interp. And I love what it teaches you. And I think it really helps for future things that you could run into, whether it's speaking in front of your community that you future, that you'll live in your future, or whether you're just presenting to your class.
KJ Kilton, the author of Trophy Life, once stated, "Words have power." And although that power is not just only in their meaning, but also in the truths that they leave behind, presented today are poems with one-word titles. And although such few words are said, they really show us how to have courage, be hopeful, and to never feel that we are lost.
That's Josie Holsworth in an SDPB digital feature you can find online. She's a junior at Parker High School. And joining us now on the phone from Parker, South Dakota, with more on oral interp is Cindy Froiland. She's a coach and a teacher at Parker High School. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So did you coach Josie? I'm assuming that you did.
Yes, I do.
Tell me what it's like to watch a student like that grow into her role as she sort of develops her piece over the weeks or months.
How she grows, is that what you're asking?
Yes. What's it like to watch her as she sort of approaches the piece for the first time and then manages it over the weeks?
I can hardly hear your questions, but basically when we begin the season, as she mentioned in the interview, then we choose pieces that, reflect the kids and reflect what they want to grow into. And then from there, we do a lot of practicing. And oh, we're getting ready, as your document said, that we're getting ready for the state festival. And so we're just checking on the timing and the transitions. And these students really grow into themselves and really become confident in front of others and people they know and people they don't know. You know, that's the scariest thing for people in the world, is to speak in front of others, regardless of whether they know them or not. So this is a skill that is just perfect for students to learn at this age of their lives.
How do you help them overcome that initial fear of just getting up and doing it in the first place?
Well, it's an ongoing thing that we do. I mean, I do it in every one of my classes, let alone oral interpretation in the first place. I mean, and so everyone's at a different degree in regards to their fear in front of public speaking. As far as oral interp goes, at least when it comes to that, they're interpreting a piece that's not necessarily all their words. So they have that in front of them. And what's different from oral interp versus acting is they are able to hold the script. In fact, it's a requirement. And so they have that in front of them, so they're not afraid to totally lose their words. Although by the time they get to state festival, they have these 10-minute presentations memorized backwards and forwards. they really do. It's amazing. I don't know how they personally, but they do a great job with that. And so that's when they can work on their eye contact, their transitional walks, you know, things like that. But to overcome it, you know, there's a lot of different things that we work on. We just work on practice. And taking deep breaths and practicing with each other, then maybe practicing in front of two or three people, then in front of a classroom. And, you know, just now I had my freshman in here, you know, wanting to know, how many people will I be performing in front of tomorrow? And I didn't even really give her a full answer, you know, because I know she's going to do well. I just don't want to tell her, oh, guess what? It'll probably be about 100, you know. But she'll do well. But they're all different, you know, as far as what they can handle. And sometimes I tell them, you don't really have to look at each audience member in the eye, but if you look at the top of their heads, it looks like you are. So there's little tricks that we do with that, just to get them through the presentation.
What happens if they don't do as well as they wanted to do? How do you sort of help pick them up after that?
Well, that does happen. Yeah. That does happen from contest to contest. And a lot of times I have to tell them that, you know, this isn't like a basketball game or any kind of sport event. We don't have a score clock. We don't have a timeout. And it's so subjective, you know, it's whatever the judges see this piece as being, you know, and so it's really a kind of a human thing. And I tell them that's how the real world is in all actuality, whether they go in for an interview or whether they're speaking in church or whatever the situation may be, it's whatever the audience is going to see. And so you can't really take that too personally from one time to the next, you know, it's just like, okay, the judges saw it a little bit differently today. Next time it could be different. But we do read the comments from the judges, too, and that really helps a lot. That's how we know, okay, this part, oh, I never thought about that. That probably is something we could work on. Well, look how really good you did here this time. You know, we just talk over all of these things from one contest to the next.
Sure. How does INTERP sort of fit into the rest of school? Is it fit into an arts education, for example?
How does it fit into the rest of the school system? Is that what you said?
Does it fit into the fine arts category of things? Is it a fine arts requirement or a part of that fine arts package?
It's part of the finance offerings that we have. Unfortunately, in the B schools, at least at Parker, we don't have a separate oral interpretation class. I know they do in the A's and AA schools, possibly for sure in the AA schools. You can take it as an oral interpretation elective class. We don't have that. And so it's a co-curricular class that they have to fit into their very busy schedules before school, after school, during study halls, during homerooms, during lunch. You know, we fit it in there, but it they don't get elected for it. It's just something that they know is important, something they should learn to do for their future, and they want to compete, and they want to get to know people from other schools and things like that. That's just how it fits in. So it goes in with the music and our acting and those different activities that are non-athletic.
Josie mentioned the community. Tell me what an oral interp community feels like.
The oral interp community? Yeah, that is something that is so fun to watch as a coach. I usually get there and I just let my kids start communicating with everyone, and they really become their own person. That, you know, it's not in sitting in a classroom with the same people you've known for years or people that you don't know if you're in a larger school, they really know that if they want to have a relationship with other students, that they need to go up and talk to them. And they're all in the same boat. They're all nervous about their presentations. They're all very supportive of each other. I mean, there's competition, but I can't believe how great these kids come out of these rooms of competition and say, wow, what a great job. Where'd you get that piece? Hey, can I borrow it? And I want to do it next year. And they start, they really do. I mean, it's amazing. And they recognize each other from contest to contest, you know? And so, especially once they get to be juniors and seniors, they start to really notice each other. And a lot of them have met up with each other again in college, and they've already got that relationship built through these types of activities.
What do you hope they get out of it? What do they take with them to college or to the workforce and beyond through participation with Oral and Terp?
Oh, my gosh. This, I can just go on forever on that one. That's kind of a soapbox of mine with all of my classes, but In the real world, you know, I know we're all so technologically based and such, but at the same time, that's exactly what's going on. They need to be able to Skype. They need to be online. They need to be able to express with their voices and their eye contact and their facial expressions and stand and support what they believe in, regardless of whether they're trying to sell something or just entertain. And those are the ones that stick out. They really do. When I'm writing my letters of recommendations for scholarships or for job interviews, they want to know, does this person stand up and speak for himself? Is he or she creative enough to express what they want to accomplish in their lives? And that's what Oral and Terp does. It really does for these students. It gives them just a little bit of edge over the ones that just never thought to, you know, join in to something like this, because it is a scary competition.
Mm-hmm. The 107th Annual South Dakota High School Activities Association's State Oral Interpretation Festival starts tomorrow in Harrisburg. SDPB is there to provide you with photos and results. You can follow along at sdpb.org/oralinterp. Cindy Froiland is from Parker High School. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.